In this episode, this is a recording that I did over on Instagram. It was an IG live that I had done answering someone's question on a post that I had done about food idolatry. And I thought it would be really helpful for me to share it here. And I do apologize in advance because at the end, when I'm praying, the very end of the prayer got cut off. So just make sure to go ahead and finish out the prayer on your own in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go. Welcome to the Overweighted Podcast, where we get real about the struggles of being obese and needing to lose a whole lot of weight. My name's Malaika. I'm your host, weight loss mentor and coach. Join me on my personal weight loss journey to lose about 200 pounds. And as I share my very real experiences, plus some simple, successful, and sustainable weight loss tips and mindset shifts so that we can mark lose weight off of our to-do list for good. Hey. So I wanted to come on and talk about ending food idolatry and emotional eating. This is particularly for Christian women because it's coming from more of a biblical perspective. So if you are not a Jesus follower or you don't believe in the Bible, the Word of God, this probably is not going to be the life for you. But if you do and you have an issue with emotional eating, then this is going to be for you. So I wanted to come on here tonight because someone had left a comment. I did a post yesterday talking about food idolatry. And, you know, emotional eating tends to be a big thing for those that have struggled with losing weight or, you know, sticking to habits because you may turn to emotional eating. That was something for me in the past. And so I've been posting about that and sharing that. And so yesterday someone had commented and she asked, how do you stop when you know it's a senseless indulgence? She said, it is greed and gluttony. And I know it, but still struggle with stopping. And so I wanted to address that because I know, and actually someone else said, yes, that's their issue too. So I wanted to come on here and talk about that, how to stop it, because it's one thing to know it's a sin. And I hope that your eyes have been open to the fact that it is food idolatry and it is a sin. But now that your eyes are open, like, okay, so what do I do about it, right? So what do I do about it? So I wanted to come on here and talk about that. And real quick, if you don't know me, my name is Malaika Burley. I am a faith and weight loss coach. I have at this point lost 80 pounds in my weight loss journey. And I help women to lose weight by taking the focus off of the food and focusing on their faith. And one of the things that I love to do is use the Word of God and apply it to our lives in a very practical way to not only help us in our weight loss journeys, but help us in our lives in general. But my focus and what God, the mission and calling that He has on my heart is around weight loss and the bondage of weight and what it does to us mentally and all that, because that's what I'm familiar with and that's what He has me doing. So let's get into this. So like I said, so I had the post for about food idolatry. And so she had asked, so how do you stop? How do you stop? And so I wanted to come on here and share this. And one of the main things that she says she knows it's greed. She knows it's gluttony. And so if we know that, then we know that it's a sin, right? We know that. So this is whether you're overeating. And also I'm talking to you if you're overeating and also if you are turning to food with your emotions instead of turning to the Lord, right? I actually talked about that today. Yesterday I was talking about food idolatry. Today, talking about turning to food with your emotions instead of the Lord. Both of those are going to be a form of food idolatry or overeating and all that, all right? Yes, so the thing is, and I have notes down here if you see me looking down, gluttony is a spiritual problem. Gluttony is a spiritual problem. Emotional eating is very much a spiritual problem. There's a spiritual level to emotional eating. It's also on a soul level as well. But the problem is that we are addressing this spiritual problem with natural solutions, right? What we tend to do is When we see that we're not sticking to our habits, we're going back to the old ways, we maybe are like, oh, maybe I need to try to find another diet and try to do this diet. Maybe that just wasn't the diet for me. I need to try to find something more exciting to do instead, right? And so we're trying all of these things to lose the weight off of our bodies, but really the issue that we're having is a spiritual issue, but we're trying to attack it with natural solutions. And so it's the time that now that we are starting to realize, like, wait, this is a spiritual problem. Gluttony is a spiritual problem. Turning to food instead of the Lord is a spiritual issue. So I need to start using my spiritual weapons and spiritual warfare against this thing, right? And so another diet is not going to do that for us. And so, yes, we must surrender. And so one of the ways that I kind of like to look at this, and that hopefully this will help open your eyes to it too, is that when we are overeating, when we are engaging in gluttony, when we are turning to food with our emotions instead of the Lord, look at it as when you are doing that, you are submitting to the will of the enemy, right? Because if we're not submitting to the will of God, then at that time, we're submitting to the will of the enemy. We know it's a sin, right? So we are submitting to the will of the enemy when we do that. And so that's one of those things where it's like, oh man, I know I don't want to do that, right? And so that may be something that it helps you kind of jar it and start to change it in your mind, that every time I'm engaging in gluttony, when I'm overeating, when I'm turning to food with my emotions, that I'm submitting to the will of the enemy instead of the will of my Father. And obviously, as Christians, we do not want to do that, right? So what can we do about it? All right, so let's get into what we can actually do about it. First and foremost, because it's a sin, we want to repent. And some people tend to, when someone says repent, maybe you get like this, oh, like gut check about it. But the thing is, repentance is such a beautiful gift, right? Because of the fact that we're able to repent for our sin, it means that we don't have to stay stuck in the sin. We don't have to stay stuck in bondage. That's how you feel when someone says repent, AG. But it's a gift. Repentance is a gift because that means we don't have to stay stuck there in that sin, and that because of God's grace and forgiveness, we can come up out of it, right? And He loves us that much that He wants to take us up out of that. So He's given us this beautiful gift of repentance. So the first thing we're going to do is repent for that sin. Repent for the sin of gluttony. Repent for the overeating. Repent for the emotional eating and turning to the food instead of to the Lord. So first and foremost, repent. And then the second thing is ask God to help you. Ask Him to help you with this. Someone in Holy Girls Club, I should have pulled it up, posted a verse in there today that the Lord was sharing with her as we were talking about idolatry and going to the Lord with our weight loss and that, about, you know, ask, I stand at the door and knock. She had posted that scripture. And yes, and He is waiting for you, just like He is not going to make you accept Him as Savior. He is not going to force you to accept Him as Lord over this area in your life. And so you want to ask Him, Lord, I invite you into my weight loss journey. I want you to help me with this. And so when you first repent, and then second, ask Him to help you in your weight loss journey. And let me tell you, if you think He doesn't care, He cares. He cares. He has numbered the hairs on your head. He knows every single hair on your head. He is catching every tear that you are dropping. So of course He cares about your weight loss journey and your health. Being in this weight and what it does to us mentally and emotionally, if that's the case for you, like it was for me, is keeping you in bondage. And so of course He wants you free from that. So ask Him to help you in your weight loss journey. And then the third thing that we need to do is yield to Holy Spirit. Someone had mentioned earlier surrendering. Yes, we need to yield to Holy Spirit. So we repented. We are asking Him to help us. And so now when He actually helps us, when Holy Spirit gives us that nudging, we need to actually yield to that. Right. And I'm going to get into some scripture to back this up here in a minute. But we need to actually yield to it. And when He's saying, you had a cupcake. I think that was enough. You don't need to go get that second cupcake. And we feel that nudging, like, you don't, or we hear that voice in our head that you don't really need that second cupcake. And we start going back and forth with that voice in our head. Yeah, Holy Spirit's trying to tell us, don't do it. You don't need it. You're going to regret this later, right? And when we go ahead and go do it, then we're not yielding to Holy Spirit. He's trying to help us, but we're not yielding to it. So that's the third thing we need to do, is actually yield to his promptings when he's trying to tell us. Sometimes we'll just feel like I don't need this. I don't need to do this. Sometimes we'll just feel it. You know how you say, like, you feel like in your gut, or it's like intuition. Some people will call it, like, you feel this, like, I shouldn't do this. That's Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's God, that voice in your head, like, you don't need, don't get the extra donut. Don't get the thing, right? That's him letting us know. Because here's how you know it's not the enemy. The enemy is not going to tell you to do something that's going to benefit you, right? He wants you to stay stuck in bondage. He's going to be like, you deserve that second cupcake. You had a rough day today. Go get that cupcake, right? He's not going to tell you things that are going to benefit you. He's not going to tell you things that are going to help you walk righteously and in right standing with the Lord. So know that that is Holy Spirit. That is the Lord speaking to you in that moment, and we just need to yield to it. So those are like the three practical things, and I've got more to share, so don't worry. But one, repent. This is the first three things we're going to do. Repent for that sin. Second, you want to ask God to help you. And third, yield to Holy Spirit when he is nudging you. And one of the things that I like to do, if I want like a snack or whatever, because I'm not the coach that's going to tell you not to have sweets. That's not my thing. I'm not saying sugar is a good thing to have, but I'm not the one to tell you not to have it. Right. So, but what I will do is take a moment and pause and listen for Holy Spirit to direct me. And sometimes it may be, yeah, go ahead and get it. There's nothing wrong with having it right now. And other times it may be that, no, you don't need it. It may be that you're turning to the food and your emotions, and it's like, hey, instead of doing this, come sit with me. Someone had actually posted that today on the one I was sharing about emotional eating today, that as she was driving, the Lord was, she was wanting to go get something to eat, and the Lord's like, hey, why don't you come sit with me instead, right? And so he will do that, and he will nudge us, but we have to take that moment to pause. We ask him to help us, so we need to take a moment to allow him to speak to us about that thing, and then also yield to it, right? So that and yielding to the Holy Spirit is the part that I think we need to work on. So when she was saying, you know, I know it's something, it's senseless indulgence. I know it's overeating. I know it's greed and gluttony, but how do I stop? That's the part that we need to work on, I believe, is that yielding to the Holy Spirit, because we know already that we shouldn't be doing it, but yet why do we keep on doing it? And there is a soul part of this as well, where it could be something that you need to work on as far as emotions, but for the sake of this live, and so I don't have you here all night, we're just going to look at it from that perspective of yielding to Holy Spirit. And so how I like to look at this when we're talking about yielding to the Holy Spirit is really looking at it from the perspective of like weightlifting, right? Because self-control, it goes down to self-control. As far as like overeating, gluttony, it really goes down to self-control. And self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. So if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have the Lord living within us. We have Holy Spirit in us. So we are able to exhibit that spirit or that fruit of self-control. But the way I like to look at it, like I said, is like building a muscle. It's like building a muscle, and just track with me spiritually, right? You're not spiritually, it's not a muscle, but let's look at it like building a muscle. And so if we think of looking at it like weightlifting, so if you've ever lifted weights, or if you haven't, if you've seen someone that has lifted weights, what happens is that they go to the gym, and maybe you start off with smaller weights, right? And you want to have a weight that's a little bit more than what you're used to just on a day-to-day that you can do easily, right? There's a little bit you're going to lift something a little bit heavier because there's going to be that resistance there. And then through that resistance, your muscle is getting stronger. Yes, there's going to be pain. There's going to be soreness in the beginning because there is that resistance there and you're lifting a weight that you're not really used to lifting. But as you continue to go back to the gym, lift the weights, you're going to get to a point where your muscle has built up and now that weight for you is easy. And so now you need to lift something a little bit heavier in order to strengthen the muscle and build the muscle even more past that point. And so that's kind of what this would look like as far as really working that self-control and building more self-control and not falling into the senseless eating or the greed and the gluttony like she was asking. And so you're not going to go from 0 to 100 of like no self-control whatsoever. And I don't want to say you're not, because if the Lord wants to do that for you, he will. But most of us are not going to go from 0 to 100 where we have no self-control. And then the next day we are just denying all sweets, what, you know, never having anything ever again, right? That's not going to be the story for most of us. And so we have to build that muscle of self-control, right? And so as we are coming up into these situations where maybe in the beginning, like, okay, like I'm listening, oh, I really want this donut right now, but I'm going to pause and hear Holy Spirit's telling me, no, I don't need the second donut. And so, okay, I'm not going to have the second donut. Let me go grab a glass of water instead. And maybe the next time, oh, I'm walking by those donuts again, like, oh, I really want the donuts. And you give in to the donuts the second time, right? That's okay. Repent and say, Lord, forgive me. I gave in. I'm going to work on doing better next time. And so maybe the next time that you get to walk by the donuts 3 times before you finally give in, and you are continuing to build that muscle. But really, it's taking that moment and taking that pause to hear Holy Spirit and yield to him and work on building up that muscle of self-control, because you'll see that as you continue to go on, there will be times where it doesn't even faze you anymore. You're going to go from the point where you feel like you have had no self-control to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm looking at these donuts. They're not even fazing me right now. You will get to that point, but it's going to take you building that muscle. And I'm using air quotes because I don't want anybody being like, she called self-control muscle of self-control. All right. So it is a process. And part of the way that you build that muscle is really through building your relationship with Holy Spirit, right? You're able to build up that muscle of self-control by building that relationship with him. And think of it like patience, right? You don't have patience just overnight. Like one moment you don't have any patience, and then the next thing you know, you're like the most patient person in the world. Most likely that's not what happened. What happened is you were probably given situations where you were able to be more patient, because that's also fruit of the Spirit, right? And you were able to be more patient, and so you were able to build that muscle of patience, right? When we're talking about fruit of the Spirit. So it's the same thing with our self-control. And like I said, eventually you get to the point where the things that used to bother you early in your journey don't bother you anymore. But I want to encourage you to give yourself grace and give yourself time and have patience with yourself as well as you start working and building this muscle of self-control. Because like I said, for most of us, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a process. But as you repent, as you ask God to help you, and as you start yielding to the Holy Spirit, so the first time you're hearing him tell you no, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to do it, you're building that muscle of self-control, right? Like I said, maybe the second time you're not yielding and you're giving in, then you repent, give yourself some grace, and do better the next time. And you just keep moving forward and keep building that muscle of self-control. Let me know if this is making sense for you. All right, let me know if this is making sense. So I wanted to give you a couple of scriptures to back this up. And like I said, the biggest way that you're going to build up this muscle too is with your relationship with the Lord. That is really going to help you, because as you're growing closer to him, You are going to be able to open yourself up to hear from him more easily, and also that you're going to feel those nudgings more. Yes, absolutely, right, Ashay, that repentance is key, absolutely. That's why I said that first. That's the first thing that we need to do. So as you are building that relationship with him, communing with Holy Spirit, seeking the Lord daily, and spending that time with him, you are going to be able to really hear him more easily, and also heed to what he's telling you to do, and yield to him when he's giving you those promptings not to give in. All right, but let me give you a couple scriptures real quick. So the first one is James 4:7-8. James 4:7-8. And it says, submit, and this is the NIV version that I'm reading here. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And some other versions say, humble yourselves then to God. But this version, like I said, says, submit yourselves to God. And if we go back to what I was saying in the beginning, when we are giving in to greed and gluttony, it's like we're submitting to the enemy. It's like we're submitting to the enemy when we are falling into those sins. And so the first thing we're going to do, like it says, is submit to God, right? So we're not going to fall into the sin. We're going to submit to God. And then by doing that, we are resisting the devil. And as we submit to the Lord, we resist the devil and he will flee. And that goes into what I was saying about building up the muscle of self-control. And you're going to come up against, you're going to have that resistance every time, you know, you see the donut or the cupcake or whatever, there's going to be that resistance, but it's going to help you to get stronger in that area of self-control. And as you resist the temptation, resist the enemy, resist the want to fall into that sin of gluttony or fall into emotional eating, as you resist that, then it says the enemy will flee from you. And so that's where I was saying, you know how at some point that like the donuts, the things aren't going to faze you anymore, and so the enemy's not going to try to tempt you most likely in that area anymore, because he knows it doesn't work for you. So he is going to flee from you, at least in that area, because we know he'll come with something else later, right? But at least in that area, he is going to flee from you as you resist, because he knows it's not going to work anymore. So submit yourselves into God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then what do we do? It says in verse 8, come near to God, and he will come near to you. And that's where I was talking about really building up that self-control. That fruit of the Spirit is going to come through that relationship with the Lord and getting closer to the Lord. So come near to him and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And it says for you to wash your hands. So this is something that you are going to be working on with the Lord. He will give you the promptings, but it's still up to us, up to you, to turn away from the thing and resist the enemy. You still have to submit to the Lord. You still have to be the one to resist. He will give you the promptings to not do it, but it's still up to you to resist. And it's going to be a lot easier for you to do that as you build your relationship with him, because your heart is going to want to please him. And so you're going to be more and more likely to want to do the things that the Lord wants for you to do. And so the last scripture that I want to give you too, with this is 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. And this is also NIV version. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. I have to up my resistance because it's so weak. Yeah, Legacy. And that's where you are right now, Legacy. That's where you are right now. And that's why I'm saying this is a process, right? Give yourself some grace and know that you're walking through the process. But every time you have that nudging from the Holy Spirit, then you resist as much as possible. That's building that muscle of self-control, just like being in the gym, like I said, with lifting weights. You're going to start off with the smaller weight, and then eventually you get heavier weights. You will build it up. So yeah, just continue to seek Him. When you give in, you know, just repent. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I messed up this time. Thank you so much for your grace and your forgiveness. Help me to be stronger the next time. And just continue to walk through the process. And that kind of goes into what this scripture is saying. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. Know that you are not alone in this. You are not the only one going through this. And it says, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He knows what you can and can't take, right? And it may seem like, oh, this is like something is like my kryptonite was Publix. Like they have these slices of like birthday cake that used to be my kryptonite, right? And so I had to, at the point when I was trying to build up my resistance to stop the emotional eating and stop the gluttony, I had to go to another store for a while until I got to the point where I was strong enough to go around that cake and not grab it every time, because I would have it every single day. And that goes into where that was what I had to do on my part to resist the enemy and resist the temptation. So think of ways and things that you can do to resist. But He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. So He knows what you can and can't bear. So know that if the temptation's there, He knows that you can handle it. Whether we give into it or not is that's a whole nother issue, but He knows that you can bear it. And then it says, because when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So even when the temptation's there, He is going to give you a way out. So whether that's like, hey, instead of you turning to this food right now, instead of going into the cookie cabinet, or instead of going into the pint of ice cream, I want you to come sit with me. Come sit with me, right? And so He is going to give us a way out. Now, that goes back again to, it's up to us to yield to what He's asking us to do and say, yes, I'm going to come sit with you, as opposed to go eat the ice cream. And that will come through a deeper relationship with Him. And as our hearts start wanting to do what He wants us to do, and as we start aligning our hearts with His will, right? And so as we start growing in that relationship and that intimacy with Him, then we're going to want to do the things, yes, Lord, I'm going to come spend time with you instead of going to eat the ice cream right now, because I know that's not going to fulfill me. You're the one that's going to fulfill me. And so that, again, is coming, that is going to come through that deeper relationship with Him. All right. So, like I said, repent, first and foremost. Two, ask Him to help you in this. Three, you want to yield to the Holy Spirit. And what's going to make it easier for you to yield to Him is really working on your relationship with the Lord, and having that deeper intimacy with Him. If you think about like any relationship, the more you spend time with them, the more you get to know them, you're more willing to do things for them, because you're just at that level with them, right? And so, and we are the bride of Christ, so we should want to be at that level, to where it's not even a sacrifice for us to do the things we want to do it, because we love Him so much, right? So that is what I wanted to share with you. You're so welcome. You're welcome. I wanted to give you a couple options. So if you are someone who is more like a DIY, just tell me what to do, I'm going to do it, and you want to like learn how to actually like walk this out more, if you're like more of a DIY type of person, then I want to say grab the Christ Over Cookies book, because I do. It's not just a book telling you about the issue, but I actually give you ways to kind of coach yourself through these things, so that you can break free from the spirit of gluttony or turn from the emotional eating. So I actually give you several exercises in the book to do. If you are someone who wants more of like, I want the coaching, I want someone to actually walk me through this, then I want to encourage you to check out Whole and Holy Girls Club. The link is in my bio for that, or you can comment Crown. And if you comment Cookie, you'll get the link for the book. If you comment Crown, the word Crown, you'll get the link for Whole and Holy Girls Club, so you can check that out. And this is what I help the women with inside of Whole and Holy Girls Club. That's what even brought this to the surface, and that I posted it yesterday because it was something that we were talking about with food idolatry. And the other thing I do want to encourage you is that sometimes you can't do it yourself. Sometimes a coach is not going to help, and you may just need to go to counseling. Like, there may be things in your past, like trauma that you have gone through, that you actually need to get counseling for. And so that may be an option that you want to consider. So consider getting a Christian counselor if that's what the Lord is leading you to do, to help you in this particular area. All right. All right. I think that is all that I had. I'm going to pray. Let me, if it didn't send you the link while we're live, then when it posts after for the replay, just come back and comment, so it'll give you the book link, or you can DM me and I'll send it to you. All right. So let's pray. All right. Father God, thank you so much for the fact that you've even given us an opportunity to repent for our sins, Lord. And thank you that you don't want us sitting in bondage, and that you want us to be able to have a way to repent and receive freedom from the bondage and receive your forgiveness, because you love us so much and you want us close to you. And Lord, so I thank you so much that we have the opportunity to repent. And Lord, I thank you that you want to be a part of our weight loss journeys, and that you want us to ask you to help us with these journeys, Lord, and that you actually even care. Father God, I thank you so much that you care about our health, and you care about the way that the weight is keeping us in bondage, and how it's distorting the way that we see ourselves. Because I know for me and for some others that I work with, when we have this extra weight, we don't see ourselves necessarily the way that you see us, Father God. And so you care about that, because you don't want us to have that distortion with the way that we're seeing ourselves. You don't want the weight on our bodies to be a weight on our hearts and a weight on our mind any longer, Lord. So I thank you that you care enough about us and about that you want us to invite you into our weight loss journeys, Lord. And Lord, I thank you so much that when we ask you to come into these journeys with us, Lord, that you will help us when we ask you to help us, that you will prompt us and you will speak to us and lead us away from the things that you know are only going to hurt us, because you know what's best for us, Lord. And Lord, I pray for each and every person that's here live and that will be watching the replay, Lord. Lord, I pray that you just lift the weights from their hearts and their mind, whatever it is that is turning them towards emotional eating or turning them towards gluttony, Lord, that you are lifting that weight from them even right now as they're... Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If you got any value out of this, or something really resonated with you, can you do me a favor and leave a review? It helps others find the show so that it could help them too. Also, I'd love to connect with you on other platforms. I'm Maleka Burley on IG and YouTube. And go grab my free workshop at malekaburley.com. Of course, all of those links are in the show notes. Thanks again, and have a blessed day.